Hello and welcome to Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I am Elvis, your host. I'm here to let you know that this is a not safe for work podcast. We here at Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast are teachers at the end of our wits and at the end of our week, and we are having drinks and enjoying the community of each other. And with those drinks, sometimes our lips get a little loose and we say something that might be a little crass, off color, and there's definitely some words dropped in there. We're using pseudonyms to remain anonymous because we love our jobs. Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast is sponsored by Ludlam Dramatics Educational Theater Posters. If you know a theater teacher, or if you are a theater teacher who needs classroom educational posters that are theater specific, go to ludlamdramatics.com. That's LudlamDramatics.com. Use the code TNAD15 to get 15% off your entire order at checkout. If you're interested in sharing a story with us, you can tag us on Instagram or Facebook, or you can go to the Contact Us link on our website, Teacher Needs a drinkpodcast.com. Please be sure to follow us and leave a review. Today we have a wonderful episode. Miss Sparkles is back along with Buddy O'Hare and Mr. Yoda. And we also have a guest in young Lisa Marie who is here to help us out. Please enjoy this episode of Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. Cheers! Hello and welcome to Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I am Elvis, your host, and next to me today I have Mr. Yoda. How are you doing, Mr. Yoda?
I'm doing fantastic, thank you.
I'm glad to have you. And across from me I have Miss Bunny O'Hare. How are you doing?
I'm great, Elvis.
Wonderful. And of course, after a long absence, we have Miss Sparkles returning. Hello, Miss Sparkles. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Excellent. Well, I'm happy you guys are back.
Solidarity, sister.
Solidarity. Woo-hoo.
From Reddit, I teach grade 8 and I'm gay, and today one of the cool guys made me cry tears of pride. Context: I teach 8th grade, 13 to 14 year olds in Ontario, Canada. I am gay and my students have known this for about a month or so. I'm in my first year of teaching and I teach something of a tough class. In particular, I have one group of boys that can be a bit of a pain in the neck. Never keep their hands to themselves, always talk out of turn, have gotten into fights, etc. There's one boy in this group, he'll be known here as Harry, who's a little quieter than the others, but very popular. He's a bit tough to get close to, and seems like the type to be resistant to new ideas and different people. He hangs out with another tough kid, let's call him Mark, who's loud and boisterous and often rude. Now that it's so close to the end of the year, I do a YouTube of the day with them every morning. Kids can send in a short YouTube video for me to show to the class. I preview it, and if it's appropriate, I play it. So this morning, Harry comes up to me and says, "I have a video I want to play." Now, I preview things for a reason. There are enough horror stories out there of teachers accidentally showing their kids porn for me to be very careful what I show my class.
Yeah, that's wise.
Oh, yes. So I tell him to send it to me because, you know, them's the rules. "I really want to show it," he says back. "You'll like it, I promise. It's a music video." Given what Harry listens to, I'm wary. He listens to a lot of rap and hip-hop, and that's fine, but I've heard some non-school appropriate language come out of the music he listens to. So I ask him if it's appropriate for school. He tells me yes. This kid is many things, but he has never lied to me that I'm aware of. Not once. So I take a deep breath, and I tell him, "Okay, what the heck. Note, I did read the lyrics and they were beautiful, but what came next was unexpectedly awesome." So he goes on over and pulls it up, and on comes a song I've never heard before. The artist is rapping about growing up gay, about the struggles of being gay, and about standing up in the face of hatred and homophobia. "Same Love" by Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. The video was beautiful. And there's Harry, proudly watching along with the rest of the class as the artist stands up for those gay kids who struggle, and the video shows a difficult, lonely life culminating in a fabulous wedding. Harry, my tough kid. The video finished, the kids applaud, and I thank him, and he says to me, "I told you you'd like it." And then his loud, rude friend, Mark, says, "That was for you, Mr. K." The whole class applauded again, for me this time. And then I cried. I cried the proudest tears I had ever shed. Harry and Mark, they might tick off every teacher they ever have, but today they gave this teacher a moment he'll never forget.
That was so awesome.
That's fantastic.
I love it.
Sometimes our kids are the best.
Yeah.
Like, really the best.
Especially when they surprise you.
Yeah.
Yes.
When it kind of comes out of left field, comes out of nowhere, and just bursts your heart. But you do have to preview things.
Oh yeah.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah.
That's where you get yourself in trouble.
Y'all, I didn't know. So when I taught middle school, we were going to do a haunted house. So we, for a couple of days, we were like, hey, let's show Beetlejuice in class. Because we checked the rating on the back, right? And it's like PG. And we're like, PG is great for
Wasn't
7th and 8th grade. No, it's PG.
It's PG.
Hmm. But as I learned, as the first class was watching it, in the late 80s, early 90s, PG meant you could say fuck one time.
One time.
What? Yes. So straight up, Beetlejuice, when he has shrunk down, spoiler alert, when Beetlejuice has shrunk to his small bit and he's in like the model home, whatever.
Before he gets all spiky.
Right. Mm-hmm. He goes, something about my fucking whatever. And the first class watched it and they were like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And I was like, oh no. And my coworker who was watching it in the, because we combined our classes, was like, what do we do? What do we do? We've promised the kids we're going to watch Beetlejuice. And I was like, I have a plan. Thankfully it was on DVD. So I had the remote in the back. I sat in the back so the kids couldn't see me. And I waited. And right before he said it, I switched the chapter to the next chapter. And the kids were like, what happened? I was like, oh, I guess the DVD skipped. Oh no.
Yeah. Oh, sorry about that, guys.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Just keep watching. It's fine.
Oh no. I've done complete cover the fart techniques with that in class. And so, and like cover the fart technique, like if you don't want a fart heard, you like clap your hands or you make some kind of loud outburst or
distraction.
Noise. Just, and so there was a movie we had and they, I think they just said shit real quick. No, it wasn't shit. They said ass. So we're like, okay, you know, it's
borderline,
but
borderline.
Still, you don't, people complain about that. And so right before she said, oh, you dumb ass. I just like, bah, or sneezed or just did some outburst in class. Nice. So like, what was that? I'm like, I don't know. I'm just an idiot. And they're like, okay. And there was no issues held. It worked.
I've been known, if it's, you know, just a couple like that, where I know exactly when it's coming, I've been known to do something like just, oh, guys, by the way, like right when that scene is happening. And so then they all turn and look at me and I make some very important announcement about don't forget to turn in that permission form or, and they are all looking at me and not at the screen. And that worked great. Or I'll just reach over and like mute it just for a second, like bleeping it out. And the muting, it worked fine, except for I had a student who was hard of hearing and red lips.
Nice.
And her eyes got really big.
Kids are great at amping you up, man.
Oh, like, yeah.
They can really pump you up.
I was auditioning for a community theater production one time and I had to sing. And I am a very nervous singer. Like, I freak out at musical auditions. And after rehearsals one night, I had been telling the kids about the audition and I was like, okay, guys, this is going to sound real stupid, but can I practice my song for you one more time? Because I'm going straight to the audition from here. And they were like, yes, do it, Miss O'Hare. And so I put the song on and I sang and they were like, that was so good. And it wasn't great, but they were so enthusiastic about it. They were so sweet about it. It was like, made me feel good. Thank you.
Like,
guys.
I still remember my sixth grade theater teacher. She did that. She was like, hey guys, I have to audition for a show. And it was Jesus Christ Superstar. And I remember this so vividly. And I worked for her as my part of my first teaching gig. And so I re-related this story to her from my cute sixth grade perspective. And I was like, you have no idea like what an impact it made on me that my teacher sang to us in class. Cause then I was like, oh, I want to do that too. And it like changed my whole trajectory was watching my teacher sing for our little sixth grade nerdy theater class. So you may have changed some kid's trajectory. Aww. And you don't know it yet.
Oh, that's Aww. Cute.
Yes, you'll find out in a few years.
See, my kids get participation awards for boosting because they're the ones that come up and go, I know I'm failing, but you're my favorite teacher. Yeah, you're not getting extra points for that. Sorry. But thank you.
I think it's that show, The Good Place, where motivation is part of what gets you points to get into heaven or hell. Like, yeah. No, the motivation behind that was not sincere. That wasn't a true, you know, goodness in your heart.
So we have a story here from the Reddits about, the title is, High School Student's Epic Temper Tantrum. And I quote, One of my culinary students had an epic temper tantrum that landed her in the office. While she was in another class, she apparently asked her teacher if she could use the restroom. While she was using the restroom, she texted one of her parents who came to school with a cheeseburger and fries. She was caught by her teacher who came looking for her after she failed to return to class. By this time, the student was in the front office about to chow down on a burger lunch.
Okay, so we're going to do this like a play, right?
Yes.
Yay!
Yes.
Okay, so we have, let's introduce our parts so everyone knows out there. We have as the teacher, oh, it's me, Elvis, as the teacher. Ha, I am so smart. That's why we have drinks. And Miss Sparkles, you are going to be our teacher.
I'm the student.
You're the student. I just said I'm the teacher. Cheers.
Get it together, Elvis.
Okay, sorry. I'm going to be quiet for the rest of this episode. And then Mr. Yoda, you are the parent, right?
Word.
What are you doing? Ask the teacher.
I'm eating lunch.
But it's not lunchtime, and you're supposed to be in my class.
But I'm hungry.
Then you should have eaten breakfast.
I never eat breakfast.
That's too bad. Put the burger away, and let's go.
But if I don't eat it now, it'll be cold.
Not my problem.
At this point, the parent tried to sign the daughter out of school. He was surprised when the attendance clerk slash receptionist said no. Your child has already missed X number of days of school. She's not sick. There's no reason to check her out.
I promise. This will be the last time.
That's what you said the last time you signed her out. At this point, the girl threw a raging temper tantrum that involved screaming, kicking furniture, and the use of inappropriate language.
What the fuck?
All of this... Probably what she said. Mm-hmm. All of this caught in the immediate attention of our building admin. The student spent the rest of the day in ISS in school suspension. She didn't get to eat her burger.
That is bogus. Mm-hmm.
The parent was asked to leave with the burger and fries.
Snack time.
I don't know how long this has been going on, that whenever the student feels hungry, she asks to use the restroom and then abuses the restroom privilege by ditching class to wait for one of her parents to bring her a fast food order. I can't imagine what her father was thinking.
Whoa. So according to this, she's that like, excuse me, special. I need to use the restroom. And then she comes back with like taco breath.
Oh, she's okay. Got like ketchup on her chin.
So ridiculous. I don't understand the kids whose parents just like drop what they're doing and bring them freaking McDonald's or whatever to school every day. Like my mom had to work. Yeah. So my mama was like, you either take money for lunch or you take a lunch. I'm not coming up to the school to bring you chicken nuggets. Why can't these children just pack a lunch?
Well, and then it becomes that thing where they get to college and they cannot function on their own because mommy and daddy aren't there to bring them their meals all the time and they don't know what to do with themselves.
Right.
Like, or God forbid they have to wait till, you know, lunchtime to eat and not have like a burger in the middle of the day.
If this child can't figure out how to get food on her own, she's going to get real hungry soon.
Mm-hmm.
From Reddit. So today I'm having a conversation with my principal while my darling fourth graders are working on research. Miss Snyder, I found this on the floor. I proceeded to hold out my hand while still talking, not looking at what was just placed there.
Oh, bad idea.
Me looking at my hand in horror. Whose tooth is this?
No.
No one claimed the tooth.
No.
I proceed to have each student check their mouth for a missing capped tooth. Everyone claims to have all their teeth. 30 minutes later, I noticed this tooth gone. Another student tells me who took it. I ask said tooth claimer why she didn't say anything earlier, and she tells me she didn't know it was hers. How does a 10-year-old lose a tooth and not realize it? And to top it off, this is the second time in 4 years this has happened.
What?
An unclaimed lost tooth. What's going on here?
Y'all, this is why I don't teach elementary.
Yeah.
This is why I don't teach elementary. Like, this specific story.
It's a CSI nightmare, just finding random DNA clumps. Like,
yes!
Whose hair is this?
Like,
whose tooth is this?
That sounds like junior high still.
Yeah,
you're not wrong.
That's so gross. Like, first of all, that the kid picked it up. And then secondly, that this kid was like, I don't know whose tooth this is. I'll just put it in teacher's hand.
I don't do shoelaces and I don't do teeth.
Nope.
And a lot of like, I work with young kids and sometimes really young kids. They'll come like, I have a loose tooth and wiggle. Like, no. Keep all bone marrow, everything in your mouth. I don't.
Keep it.
Mm-mm. We have a young lady here who's going to help translate things for us. Miss Lisa Marie, will you help me? and inform me, what the hell is a VSCO girl?
A VSCO girl is, well, VSCO is an app. It's a photo editing app. So a VSCO girl is someone who wears very large t-shirts and very short shorts. So it looks like they're not wearing pants. They are very into saving the planet. So plastic straws are a no. Plastic bottles are a no. So hydro flasks all the way, you know?
Is this like a horrible thing? Like, so if she's like Miss Bunny O'Hare is such a VSCO girl, are they being derogatory and nasty towards her?
Only in some context. If they say the VSCO sayings, which is, and I oop, and their laugh, which is,
whoa.
Is that what that noise is supposed to be? It's supposed to be a laugh?
That's what it is, and it's stupid. Sorry.
It's throat punch worthy.
What? Is that what
that
is?
That's their laugh.
Now, is this a real, where does that, I'm sorry, I'm out of the loop. Where did this is all from an app? Is there some like YouTuber who's doing this and they're all copying it?
No, it's just kind of like one of those things where they all do it and you don't know where it started or who did it first. It just all kind of like gets thrown at you.
Bro,
and
I
love scrunchies.
Yes, I saw a list on BuzzFeed that was like, how to know if you were a late 90s VSCO girl. And apparently I was, and I didn't even know it. No, I do not laugh like that, ma'am. I didn't even know that was a laugh.
No, I definitely did the oversized t-shirts and shorts, but
I didn't because I hated shorts.
No, the thing makes me want to like punch a baby. Like I hate
it. I didn't know what it was. So like the kids have been doing it and I was like, I don't understand what's a skus.
Now that I know, I'm going to start doing it so that the kids will go, that's so uncool. Oh, yeah.
I know. That's how you get them to stop.
Now, my favorite thing to do to this generation is to use their words completely out of context and uncool. Yes. And so I'm like, hey, kids, yeet. And they're just like,
yeet.
So let's keep moving with this.
Also, Save the Turtles is a very big thing. They love saving the turtles.
That's what the VSCO girls do. They save the turtles.
Well, hey, that's important.
That's why plastic straws are no-no and metal straws are all the way.
All right. I like it. Okay.
Well, VSCO girls, thank you for trying to save the planet. That's at least something.
Word.
All right. The next one, because I scream it at the kids and at my own son all the time. What the hell is yeet? Go ahead. Tell us. What am I yelling when I'm yelling yeet?
Hard to explain.
Do you even know? Is it even a thing or is it just like a general concept?
It's a general concept of throwing something very hard and far. So like if you have a ball, like a football, and you don't know how to play football and you just kind of throw it, you just yell yeet just for the extra power.
So if I really want to annoy some middle schoolers, I'm like, okay, kids, I'm about to yeet some information at you right now.
Yes, that is exactly it.
And they'll know I'm cool and serious because that's how all this rolls.
No.
Yeet is for the distance and power.
You have to ask them if they want to be yeet or yeeted.
This world is really yeet or be yoted, honestly.
Yoted.
Yeet or be yoted.
Yes, yes, I approve.
Explain respect the drip.
Whoa.
So what does it mean if some kid's like,
exactly. You forgot the Karen.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Respect the drip, Karen.
I'm that cool. So yeet the information at me now.
I don't even want to anymore.
You wanted to be here.
You broke the teenager.
So this works, right? Using it out of context will make them quit. Okay, teach me more.
So drip is like fancy / like your outfit. So like if you're wearing a ridiculous outfit, say like you are a thick Thor for Halloween.
I like it. That sounds like a great costume.
So you're thick Thor for Halloween and you look ridiculous and someone calls you
ridiculously sexy, but
you
keep
can
going.
Just look at them and go, respect the drip, Karen, and they'll back off because it's just kind of like respect the look, respect the outfit, and just like respect it. Just respect the drip.
I like that.
Why are my clothes drips?
Because it's you got mad drainage, fabulousness and
I'm dripping in like fabulousness. Okay, I can go with that, I guess.
Thank you, Miss Lisa Marie. We'll have you back again sometime.
Thanks, Lisa Marie.
From Reddit, I'm actually happy being a teacher. This is my first year teaching. I teach 7th grade life science, and I'm enjoying it. The first week was horrible, and I was planning on quitting after my contract was over. The second week, it got better, but I still cried of frustration going back home. Here I am on week 12, and I'm actually happy I didn't give up. I'm having fun. I get to teach what I'm passionate about. The kids seem to be learning, and we've been getting along great, except for a few little turds that don't cooperate. I had a second observation, and my observer gave me an awesome grade and complimented my lesson and my kids. I still have a ton to learn, and I know it will be times that will be hard. But for now, I think I'll stick around. I thought it would be nice to share a happy story.
Yeah. That's good. Hang in there, first year teachers.
Yeah. Yes. No, that first year is the worst.
We were talking about this today at my campus, like standing around doing after school duty and stuff. But nobody is living their best life their first year of teaching. Like, mm-mm. It just sucks. So hang in there. It does get better.
All right, my friends, thank you for joining us today. Mr. Yoda, thanks for hanging out for another episode.
Yeah.
Ms. Bunny O'Hare, I love your contributions.
Thank you.
And Ms. Sparkles, the birds are watching you.
Oh, God.
Work for the bourgeoisie.
Oh, no.
But thanks for being here, Ms. Sparkles.
Thanks. It's always a pleasure.
Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Clink, clink.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast will be released every Wednesday. A big special thanks and love to Ms. Sparkles and Lisa Marie and Bunny O'Hare and Mr. Yoda and, of course, the lovely Priscilla, who is by my side for almost all of this awesomeness. Now, Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast is brought to you by Ludlam Dramatics. Once again, if you need any educational theater posters or anything like that, go to ludlamdramatics.com. That's LudlamDramatics.com. And if you use the code TNAD15, that's Teacher Needs a Drink 15, TNAD15, at checkout, you get 15% off your entire order. Wow! Please, if you're interested, share your stories with us by tagging us on Instagram or Facebook, or you can go to the Contact Us link on our website, TeacherNeedsADrink.com. Please follow and leave a 5-star review if you can, and that's about everything. I love you guys. Thanks for letting me do this. Elvis is leaving. Goodbye. Woo! Cheers.
There is no tooth fairy, and destroy all of their hopes and dreams.
Oh.
What? Yoda? What?
Destroy.
No, the
hopes.
The thing that you said before.
Dreams.
About there not being a. What?
You just broke Bunny,
what?
Mr. Yoda.
How could you?
I could tell you a secret about another bunny.